Mornings with Sue and Andy are brought to you by Cupboards Express. Shop over 1,000 styles and get your custom cupboards in as little as 2 weeks. Visit cupboardsexpress.com.
Finally, my friends, at long last, the day has come. We have the means, the understanding, the technology to allow spiders to talk with cats.
Do you recognize that clip? That's from Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Spiders talking to cats sounds crazy. But how about chickens? Can we find out what chickens are saying? And I use saying as quotes. Are they talking? Could we decipher it? What are chickens trying to tell us? Well, researchers, they're using artificial intelligence to analyze chicken communications to help us understand what all the clucking's about and all that foul language. With details, we're joined by Suresh Neetarajan, University Research Chair in Digital Livestock Farming at Dalhousie University. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Andy.
Before we get into this, interesting research, and I think it's fantastic, and I want to get some details on what we've gleaned from these chickens to this point. Tell us about your department there, Suresh, the Digital Livestock Farming Department. What goes on there? Because it sounds very high tech.
I have a joint appointment between the Faculty of Computer Science and the Faculty of Agriculture here in the Dalhousie University. So it's kind of unique. We are 100 kilometers apart. One campus is in Truro in Nova Scotia. The other one is in the downtown Halifax. So we get to do lots of animal experiments and data collection from Truro, bring the data and do analytical approaches, artificial intelligence in the main campus in Halifax. So it is a lot of collaboration. We also have a global research partnership with multiple research institutions across many continents. So it's a very fascinating field of research. So the department I belong to is the Department of Animal Science and Aquaculture under the Faculty of Agriculture and also the Faculty of Computer Science.
Okay, now I want to get into the technology, the findings as well, and exactly how research like this works. But before we do, I want to get to the why. Why was it decided, Suresh, to analyze chicken communication?
When we look at the, Darwinian theory, the evolution map, typically we as humans have evolved quite a bit. And then we have looked at dairy cows and pigs few years ago. We have scientific proof that they do display emotions, communicate via affective states. But when we go to the lower end of the spectrum, especially birds and domesticated birds like poultry, there is a bit of not consensus among researchers. Do they really have emotions? Can we be able to understand? But now, with the past few years of researchers, we do have solid proof that chickens do display emotions in their own unique way. So the applications are quite a bit. Right now, when we develop welfare practices, improving the profit for poultry industry, but at the same time, upscaling the quality of life of the farm animals, the approaches are typically invasive. We go and take a oral swab or a droplet of blood from them, handle them. But how about we do a non-invasive approach without touching them, just by observing their sounds and maybe a bit of computer vision and other modalities? Can we be able to improve their welfare? So that's one thing. There are many other aspects to it. How do we create and understand the bonding between the farmers and the farm animals? Thereby, can we be able to provide a much more quality life to the farm animals we raise? So that's the biggest question we are trying to address through this research.
All right. So let's break down the role that AI plays. How does AI help you and your team, understand what chickens are telling us?
Sure. So, what we use is called the semantics approach. In the context of artificial intelligence and language processing, we are trying to understand the meaning and the context of communication. So chickens all the time, they make different kinds of sounds depending on context. So just beyond those literal sounds, can we be able to unravel what is the meaning behind it? Is there any specific emotion or intention behind different vocalizations? So the goal is not just recognizing them, but trying to interpret and understand the emotions. So the artificial intelligence comes quite handy because it's trained to discern the patterns, the trends and the variations in the sounds, relating them to the behaviors or the specific states of the chickens. For example, when we did the study from day one of the chick, as soon as the chick hatched from the egg, we collected data up to 16 weeks every day. We were able to even see that, hey, you know what? Just like human voices change during adolescence, you know, during the teenage period, chickens do exhibit different vocalization patterns as they go from grow from day 1 to week 12. So our findings clearly show that the vocalization of younger chickens were distinctly different from those of older ones. So these variations become more pronounced over time. So these are some of the aspects of our study highlight the dynamic nature of chicken communication. So in terms of the age, how age influences, but we also did a variety of studies. For example, we suddenly open an umbrella and induced a specific stress. Suddenly played a sound, a dog barking sound, to gently stress them out. Increase with the different temperature and humidity of the animal husbandry system, and look at how these vocalizations change in relation to the environmental stressors. Mm-hmm. But also, we were interested in understanding the social behavior and social dynamics. For example, if there are 5,000 birds on a poultry floor, maybe 50 to 100 birds play a leadership role and the other birds follow a follower role. So there is a bit of a dynamics happening and they do communicate their own preferences. So, based on the pitch, context, amplitude and the energy associated with each of those vocalizations they make. So by understanding this, we can decode. It's like, what is it that they're trying to communicate? Are they contented? Are they frustrated? Are they disappointed? Then we use additional modalities such as thermal imaging cameras, high resolution, three-dimensional, four-dimensional cameras to observe their eye blinks. Unlike human beings, the chickens have three eyelids, upper eyelid, lower eyelid, and also a vertical eyelid, which is a nictitating membrane. The frequency of the blink of the eyes of the chicken and the variation in the way the heat is being exuded from the comb region, the facial region, in relation to the variation in the sound, provide a lot of telltale signs. What's going on in their lives of the chicken? How do they exactly communicate among themselves? How do they express their not-so-contentment with respect to satisfactory values? So these are some of the broader pictures we were looking at using artificial intelligence. Because the data is so humongous, like several terabytes of data, it's impossible to manually look at it. So artificial intelligence, along with convolutional neural networks and natural language processing, help us to deep dive, look at those buried information, subtle cues to find out, hey, you know what, there is a bit of an anomaly here. We look at trends, patterns, insights, and develop new insights based on the research.
It's incredible. And, you know, when you mentioned the eye blinking, for example, like really digging deep beyond the vocal, beyond the audio, but also the visual and in getting into the body language. Very interesting, Suresh. Wish we had some more time, but we are tight for time. Thank you so much for sharing the details of your research. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Andy. Have a nice day.
You too. That was Suresh Neetirajan, University Research Chair in Digital Livestock Farming at Dalhousie University.
EVs become more popular every day, and Lone Star Mercedes-Benz is here for it with EQB.